Hello?
Good morning, Brad Griffin.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Simon Roach speaking from Saitlanders, the guys touring the USA. I don't know if you've heard about us.
Okay, what again? I'm sorry.
Sorry, my name is Simon Roach. I'm from an organization called Saitlanders. It means Southerners. We're South Africans who are touring the USA prior to the start of our civil war. We're on a fundraising mission. And I got your number indirectly from, I'll tell you now. Oh, sure, but I'll find it and I'll tell you how I got it.
Okay.
I believe that you've got a radio show, and I'm phoning to find out whether you would be interested in covering our story.
Oh, I got a blog. Sure. Absolutely. I've written a few things about the crazy situation going on over there. I've been following it.
Yes. Okay. May I tell you what our story is, or is this a good time to talk? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Okay. Brad, we are the largest prepper group, in fact, technically speaking, civil defense organization in the world, the largest non-state-owned civil defense organization in the world. And we are devoted to, under the Geneva Conventions, there is a provision for particular groups of people, let's say ethnic groups of people, to, in the event of an armed conflict, to gather together and seek the protection of international law. And so that's what we are. That's what Saitlanders is. We're an organization, civil defense organization, anticipating civil war in South Africa, which looks like it might be not too far away now after the past 3 weeks. And we're raising funds for civilian vital necessities. That's our story.
Oh, okay. This is absolutely something I would definitely be interested in writing about.
Okay.
What would you like me to do? I mean, just write something about it? Publicize your effort?
Well, I got the wrong end of the stick, and I thought you had a radio program, and so I've muddled things up a little bit here. But, yeah, we're interested in getting as much coverage as possible for the simple reason that, you know, our president is now talking about
seizing
taking
land.
Back the, all of the land, yes.
Yes,
and the leader of the EFF party said on the 7th of November last year that he's not calling for the slaughter of all fights yet. And as the king of the Amazizi people told me, he said, in our culture, that means one thing. It means that he is going to call for the slaughter of all whites. He said, in our culture, that's a very, very traditional, a very traditional way of expressing, telling people to get into the starting blocks, to be prepared to answer a clarion call in the near future. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. On the 6th of April this year, white people will have been permanently settled in South Africa for 365 years. So it'll be a day of years. And we are hearing more and more and more reports through our channels, obviously as a big organization that has an orientation towards security by definition. We're not militant, we're not militaristic, but given that we are a civil defense organization looking after non-combatant women, children, and the elderly, a certain facet of who we are is security. And our security channels are telling us that there is going to be a big event on the 6th of April that the blacks are going to use that anniversary as an opportunity to put us in our place. So,
wow.
To answer your question about what we might like you to do, we're just looking for any support possible, any coverage, any advertising, so that we can hopefully get people to donate so that we can purchase vital necessities.
Okay, that's great. In our circles, I can put the word out, definitely. I know people who have radio shows and podcasts, and I have a lot of contacts here in the United States. And,
okay.
I can definitely put the word out for you.
Gee, that would be absolutely fantastic. We've gotten some beautiful coverage so far. Jared Taylor from American Renaissance has just written about us. Or actually not written, I beg your pardon. He did an interview with me and he posted it last night. National Geographic have just done a story on us that will be in National Geographic in a few months' time. So we've gotten good support, but it's only just beginning. We need to get a hell of a lot more before we can begin to raise the threshold of funds, you know, the sorts of money required for millions of liters of diesel and bandages and so on.
Okay. In fact, have you talked to my friend James Edwards? He has a radio show.
Oh, I've heard about him. I actually tried to get hold of him, but...
He probably didn't recognize your number. You want me to put you in contact with him?
Am I officially in contact with him? Is that what you said?
No, I mean, would you like me to put... Because he has a weekly radio show.
I'd love to.
Okay.
I'd be absolutely thrilled. We've just done a radio show this morning in Utah, K-Talk, Drive Time radio show. We did an interview with them. We did one with Tyra Antolik in Daytona Beach about a week ago. So we've been very blessed, and I think that we can articulate our crisis quite well over the radio, you know?
Yeah, what about on YouTube? If you put out anything on YouTube, that's a very easy way to reach a large audience.
We have, but we haven't been on any of the big channels. So we're getting a couple of thousand hits,
yeah,
but we're not... You know, we're not doing it on YouTube channels where we're getting huge amounts of hits. And we find that the radio thing here works quite well because we can do many, 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 you know.
Yeah.
We could do kind of 10 a day, so to speak. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean? It's easy to do a radio interview.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Trying to think of like, radio shows. I'm trying to think of like some big YouTube channels maybe you could get on. That could create buzz, that could, you know, make it a bigger story. I'll have to think about that and get back to you on that. But yeah, I will write something and get my readers involved, and I can reach out to my friends, and hopefully they can like start be creating a little media wave about this. we're kind of used to this, especially on Twitter. A lot of us have large Twitter followings. That's how the news cycle. That's how the news cycle gets generated.
Yes.
Okay. So, let me do that. You have anything you'd like to send me specifically to write about? I can give you my email address.
Yeah. Let me send you a bunch of stuff, and you can sift through it. It won't take you too long.
Okay.
But you can have a look at what works for you and what doesn't.
Okay. All right. It's P. Can you write this now?
Yeah, I can write.
Okay. It's P R O Z. P R O Z I U M 1984@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Can I just, is it crazy? That's Papa Radio Arizona Zanzibar Indigo Umbrella Mike.
Okay. What is that now?
Did you say it's P-R-A-Z-I-U-M?
It's P-R-O-Z-I-U-M.
Prosium.
Yeah, Prosium 1984.com. Okay. I mean
gmail.com. @gmail.com. Okay, excellent. Okay. I'll send you something now, Brad. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And... We will definitely be following what's going on over there. I've been very alarmed. I've contacted my congressman about it already. And, we'll definitely try to do what we can to help. Thanks for reaching out to me. I'm glad I answered this call. I didn't recognize the Florida number.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Brad. And let us know about your friend, Mr. Edwards, what his thoughts are.
Okay. All right, I'll pass him along your number. All right, bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
okay, bye. Then. Cheers, bye.